But first, sport with Warwick Hatfield and backs to the future for the Wallabies against South Africa.
Yes, James, that's how it's looking as Robbie Deans gets ready to announce his team today. With Digby Ioane available, the Dingo can pick the same back line that's twice beaten the Springboks this year, once in Sydney and once in Durban. That's Kirtley Beale at fullback. He's over injury too. Ioane and James O'Connor on the wings. Pat McCabe and the flying hyphen. Adam Ashley Cooper in the centres. And, of course, Will Genia and Quade Cooper at 9 and 10. They trained in raincoats yesterday in a cold, wet and miserable Wellington, if that's not a tautology. And from under his hood, Genia said that while he understood... Cooper said that while he understood the seriousness of the game and the likely conditions, he wouldn't be completely curtailing the adventurous way he plays. So all we can hope for now is that he looks to see what colour jumper the bloke he's passing the ball to is wearing. Green is not for go, Quade. In soccer, the Players Association has pitched its support behind the sacked Newcastle marquee player Jason Colina. Despite having a three-year contract worth around $2.65 million, Jason, along with his father Branko, the coach, they were jettisoned on Tuesday by the Newcastle owner Nathan Tinkler. Branko is also in a fighting mood, so it seems the billionaire Tinkler will need to sell a lot of Hunter Valley coal to China to cover their compensation claims. And Gary Van Egmond is being mooted as a replacement coach for Branko Colina. In rugby league, it looks like lawyers at 12 paces there too, as West Tigers and St George fight over the services of Tim Moulton. According to whom you want to believe at this stage, Moulton has a binding contract to play for West Tigers in 2012 or St George. In Australian football, Geelong's premiership captain Cameron Ling announced his retirement yesterday. Recruited a decade ago as a fat full forward, he gave up the schnitzels to become a lean tagging midfielder who could kick an occasional goal, like the one in Saturday's grand final win over Collingwood. All up, he garnered three premierships, and while as a player it could rarely be said he was without peer, in life from football, away from football, he already has a peer, a restaurant on the end of it, and much else in and around his home city. Ling is the antithesis of the ne'er-do-well peered up against the restaurant wall footballer. Rather, he's invested heavily in restaurants and other businesses, creating genuine jobs for his fellow citizens rather than merely work for people in the football department.
Schnitzel on the menu, Warwick?
Very much so, but a top-class schnitz it'll be, James. In tennis, Bernard Tomic is through to the third round of the Japan Open. In baseball, the Australians, they've lost their third World Cup game, this time to Korea 8-0. Probably acknowledging the event is being staged in Panama, the Australian manager, John Deeble, said he tipped his hat to the South Korean pitcher, and Australia's next game is against Nicaragua, James.
You've got some sad news, unfortunately, to report from the cricket world.
Yes, James, the death has occurred of the former England fast bowler Graham Dilley at the young age of 52. A giant, blonde, bullocking bowler, his career is best remembered for two moments. The first, when he became part of the Lily, caught Willy, bowled Dilley moment. Of course, many would claim that a better one came in a test between the West Indies and England when the batsman was holding the bowler's Willy. Whatever, Dilley's other memorable moment was the 117-run partnership with Ian Botham that allowed England to set up the impossible win against Australia at Headingley in 1981. And true confession, times now, I must accept some responsibility for that loss. The year before in the West Indies, the England manager, Kenny Barrington, asked me if I'd stay behind the normal practice session to bowl to the then young Dilley to help improve his batting. Dilley just thus joined the long list of batsmen I've bowled back into form. More sport tomorrow, James.
Good on you, Warwick. That is a sad story. I remember it makes us all feel old. I watched Graham Dilley when I was at the SCG. He used to bowl bouncers into the Australian batters, and I used to feel this rage inside me, like my own little body line moment internally. But that's a sad news. Warwick Hatfield, we'll have you again tomorrow. ABC Radio National Breakfast, 25 to 8.